Anna Busch, and here's a new episode of What to Watch, Read and Listen. This is a podcast for curious people like me, who are always looking for inspiration, forward-thinking ideas and current trends. Each episode has a specific topic and gives you tons of starting points for your own journey into the English-speaking world. Share your own recommendations on social media using the hashtag WTWRL. With this show, I promise you, you stay curious, you improve your English, and you rock the world. Welcome to a new episode of the What to Watch, Read and Listen podcast. Today I have another guest on the show. Her name is Julia Meda. She's a dear friend of mine. And Julia is also a coach and a podcaster and an ex-expat. And this is also one of the reasons why I invited her to be on the show today, because the topic of today's show, or the focus of today's show, is on expat life and expat partners. So, Julia, first of all, welcome to the show. I'm so happy that you are here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm also happy to be here.
Oh, perfect. Maybe at the beginning, would you like to say a little bit about yourself, introduce yourself to my listeners?
Yes, of course. You said my name already, and that I'm a life coach, a life and leadership coach. I am an expat. I was an expat partner. So my husband was on an assignment in the US for 4 years. We lived in North Carolina, and I went with him. But I also worked there. So we worked for the same company. And so I was not only staying at home, but I also worked. But then in the end, I quit my job and did my coach training there, which was just wonderful. So I'm very happy that I was able to do that. And we came back today 4 years ago. So
wow,
we were there for almost 4 years, and we are now back for 4 years. So we are longer back than we lived there, which is weird, actually, a little bit. I have two kids, one son who was born in Germany and came with us, and then I had a daughter in the US as well. So I'm also a mom.
You are also a podcaster, and yes, there is one podcast that makes you kind of an expert on the topic of expat partners and expat life.
Maybe a little bit, yes, because one of the main groups that I'm coaching with, my clients that are expat partners, because they have very different needs than sometimes other people, and most people don't see what kind of needs the expat partners have. And so I also decided, after doing one German podcast, it was an interview podcast, with my friend. It was called Eigenstimmig. It is called Eigenstimmig.
It still is, yeah.
I recently quit, so I'm still struggling with, like, am I still part of it or not? So so the Eigenstimmig podcast, I did that, and then I started my own podcast, which is the Expat Partner podcast, and I do also interviews there, and also some solo episodes where I just talk about everything that has to do with coaching and being an expat partner and how to create the life that you want while living abroad. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoy doing that. And I think I have some nice material for people who are living abroad or are planning to go abroad, or even when you're already back, or if you, even if you never go and live in another country, you can also use this material to find yourself a little bit more, maybe. Mm-hmm.
So now I'm really curious about your curated list of recommendations that you have for us today. And yeah, let's dive right in, because this is what we all came for. Yes. So let's start. I usually start with the what to watch category.
Yeah. So I also did it that way.
Okay.
So when you think about being an expat partner, There are so many books that you can read about how to organize everything and the struggles that people have, but I chose none of those because those are the ones that you get your hands on anyway when you are an expat partner. So I am, and as I'm a life coach and I'm coaching people mostly to create a life that they want and that they really love and enjoy, I chose everything that you can, and I actually had such a hard time choosing what to put in and what not. I tried to stick to three items per category. And I myself am very curious. I read a lot and I watch a lot. I buy so many online courses. So I'm really, I have so much information on my hands, and I'm always trying to tell people what they should mostly read.
What they should read, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But the watching part was hard, but I found something. Mm-hmm. And so what I want is that expat partners who are already living abroad, but maybe also who plan to go abroad or are already back, they can use it too, just reflect on their lives, reflect themselves. They should aim for personal growth, getting to know themselves better, and just use this time that they have and this time of change to really get to know themselves and their whole life better, because it's so important to be aware of who you are and who you want to be to create a life that you want. Otherwise, you will just live your life and it will happen, but you will not create a life that you really like. So everything I chose is about self-reflection, growing as a person, and so on. So, okay, let's start. Actually, in your first episode, you already took one that I would have chosen for sure.
Okay.
And it was the Brené Brown Netflix
special.
What was it called?
It has something to do with vulnerability.
Yes, and shame and everything.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that one is really good. All the books from Brené Brown are good. So I can recommend this as well. But so I love watching TED Talks up and down. Like, there was a time at work when every day I watched at least one TED Talk, and I do this now sometimes in the evening as well. I make myself watch one TED Talk every day, because I, even when I think like, oh, this topic is boring or so, I always learn something. I always find new books or new people through it that I enjoy, that I follow in the end. So TED Talks are my must watch. Mm-hmm. And most of the time they're not longer than 18 or 19 minutes. So they're easy to watch, and some are even shorter. And I have, of course, some favorites, and I put them in. It was very hard to choose. Mm-hmm. The three favorites are from Amy Cuddy. She also written a book. It's also a recommendation. It's called Presence, and it's about body language and how you can start owning your space more and grow as a person by using your body language to just be happier and live a more fulfilled life. It's very, very interesting. And then there's a TED Talk by Julian Treasure. It's called How to Speak So People Will Listen. And he has a very, very nice voice. He's British. And he also wrote a book. It's called How to Be Heard. And so I think sometimes it's very important, as expat partners, you slip into a new role and people don't see you anymore. For me, for example, it was that from one day to another, even though I still worked in the same company, I was the wife of. I was not Julia anymore. I was the wife. And you play an important role, but you are not seen anymore. And at some point it can happen that you feel like you lost your voice or that you're not seen anymore. So I think it's very important to make yourself heard in a way. And I just enjoy this talk a lot. He's just it's very nice. And so how to speak so people will listen. And then there's one, it's from Robert Waldinger, and it's called What Makes a Good Life? And it's about a study they did in Boston, I think, and on some men, and they started recording everything in their life from when they were boys until they died. Mm-hmm. So it was a study over, I don't know, 80 or 90 years. And he led the study in the last years, and they chose some boys from upper class and from lower class. Mm-hmm. And what they found in the end is not that the people who were the happiest and the healthiest in the end, they were the ones who had a good and functioning relationship with somebody else. It didn't need to be a woman, because they just looked at men. It could also be another man, but they needed to have a fulfilling relationship and social interaction with other people in a very loving way. And I found this very, very interesting, because the relationship when you go abroad as an expat partner is so important, because everything, your whole life depends on it. The reason why you are there is because your husband or your spouse was delegated. I mean, it's mostly women who follow their partners abroad. And so it's so important for your happiness that you take care of your relationship as well. Of course, it's important that you take care of you, but it also means that you take care of your relationship. And as an expat partner, it's even more important, because many people or many couples don't make it when they come back. They just, it's very tough on a relationship, because you change, the relationship changes, the roles change, and you have a lot to work on. And so it's very important to see that you need to work on it. And I have another one for that later as well. Mm-hmm. So those are my three favorite ones for expat partners. Mm-hmm. I have more, but I stick.
We will put them in another episode. Yeah. No problem.
I already decided with the books. I couldn't choose. I said, okay, I will do one episode in my podcast just with books.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, yes. But we will link to that episode then.
Yes, we can do that.
Yeah, and I would also like to mention that from a language learning point of view, that TED Talks are perfect, because when you go on the TEDx website, mm-hmm. you usually get subtitles, you get transcripts, and also translations, especially mm-hmm. The most popular talks are even translated to German. So
yes, I think at least the one from Amy Cuddy is definitely translated, mm-hmm. And the other ones might be as well. Yeah,
and then the transcript usually helps as well when you're struggling with certain words or expressions. Then you can read along when you watch that talk.
Yeah, yep, yeah, mm-hmm. And they're very well prepared, because yes. they train for it. They have coaches they go through the whole talk a few times. So
yeah, I read an article about that. I think they rehearse their talks up to 100 times. So yeah. Everything is practiced for a lot of times. Was that the what to watch category?
No.
So that was just one item.
Yes, the TED Talks.
The TED Talks, okay, is one item on the list. Just making sure.
The next two are fast. So
okay.
I think on your website you already, in a blog post, you mentioned Marie Forleo mm-hmm. and her book Everything is Figureoutable. Mm-hmm. Yes, and so I wouldn't recommend that, but she has also her own channel. It's called Marie TV. And she's always, every week, they're posting little videos where she's doing interviews or just talking And I really like those because they're about almost everything. It's, of course, it's a little bit about creating an online business or being a creative entrepreneur. But she also talks about relationships here and there because she's a life coach as well. And she has one playlist, for example, it's called How to Find Your Passion. Mm-hmm. And from that one, for example, is there are two talks that I really like. It's about feeling lost and how to find your special gift, even if you don't think you have one. Mm-hmm. So this is really about, finding yourself, finding your passion, finding out what you want to do, because the time that you spend abroad, you can really use to find out what you want. Maybe sometimes you live in countries where you feel like you can't do everything that you want to do, but still, I mean, there's the internet. You can always go online and try out new things and learn or prepare for when you come home and do something else there. So this is, for me, really important that you find out what you really want to do in life. And it's not that you find it once and then it has to be that way forever. It can also change later. It changed for me a few times already, but still, do something that makes you happy. And mm-hmm. first you have to find out what makes you happy. And as an ex-fin partner, now you have the time to do that. So I can really recommend the Marie TV videos. They're really, really nice. I think you can also listen to them as a podcast, but they are so different when you watch them. So I really would watch them. And if you sign up for the newsletter, the emails are really fun. So if you, you can do it every week, and they're nice. And she's very, the same way she writes her book, it's also in her emails. And she's very, it's very nice. Mm-hmm. It's not where you feel like, oh God, another email. I don't want
another newsletter. Yeah.
Yes. No, they're really nice. So,
okay.
Yeah. And my last one.
Yes.
This is just something that I find very inspirational. And I don't know, I can't even tell why. Because when I watched this, I cried. And I'm still figuring out why. Mm-hmm. And it's not that much about learning English. Maybe there are two or three sentences in there. Four. I don't know. It's called This Kiss. Did you ever hear of that?
No, haven't heard of that.
It's actually, it's a promotional video, but you don't know it. And I think it was in one of the marketing books or so that I've listened to it. He recommended that you watch it. And he said, okay, try to find out which brand is behind it. Mm-hmm. And you can't. I mean, you can, but if you know, but you really don't. But it's so nice because it's in black and white, and they bring together two strangers and make them kiss for the first time in front of the camera. Mm-hmm. And it sounds weird, but when you watch it, it's very emotional, mm-hmm. very it's very human. It's just, for some reason, it brings something up in people. It just, something happens with you when you watch this, because it's so
intimate.
They're intimate, but they're also very vulnerable, mm-hmm. and very, it's funny in a way, and it's just so human. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, I just wanted to throw this in because it's just so different, and it's but it's still, it does something with you. So mm-hmm. it's very, very nice.
And why do you think it's perfect for expat partners to watch?
Because you meet so many strangers when you are when you're living abroad, and of course you shouldn't kiss them. Like
that's not why not.
I mean, you can, but most expat partners are in a relationship. No, it's just to see that we are all human, mm-hmm. and this is so important, I think. And now that I'm talking about it, I remembered something else that I wanted to share on the show, but okay, I'll do that later.
Okay.
No, it's just that we are all human. Don't be afraid of other people. Just look behind all the cultural things and everything, and just get to know the people mm-hmm. You live with. because you learn so much from them, also about yourself when you talk to them and really connect to other people that you don't know yet and just be open. Mm-hmm. I find this very important.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Just something unusual.
Yeah. But that's already a very long list now for things to watch. No, that's fine. I mean, that's fine.
Two platforms and just, it's really short. It's like 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. So it's fine. Maybe three.
Good. Okay, then let's move on. The next category is what to read.
What to read. Okay. So I already talked about how to have a good life, or what makes a good life, the TED Talk. Mm-hmm. And so I talked about relationships because this is very important. And there's one book I'm only reading just now. I'm in the middle of it, but I can already recommend it because it's called How to Get the Love You Want. And it's real for couples who are in a longer relationship already and who have hit some wall or who are not happy anymore, who want to, just get out of the situation that they are in because they are stuck, and just to open themselves up and to reconnect with your partner in a way that that makes them both complete and happy. Mm-hmm. He's a therapist who has written this book, and I think it was written in the 70s or 80s. And it's now the one that I'm listening to is updated version from 2007 or so. So I felt like it's so old, but I think it's still very valid. But you have to go deep. You have to be to allow yourself to feel all the feelings and to really work on it. But I think the relationship is very important, especially when you're an expert partner. But I mean, it's even when you're not, it's the relationship is most of the time so central in our life that it's important to take care of it. And of course, everybody wants to get the love that they want. So mm-hmm. I think that the book is really good.
Mm-hmm. Does that work if only one partner reads it? I mean,
I'm still finding that out. Mm-hmm. But that was my first question too, because sometimes it's hard because mostly women like to read those books and the husbands are often like, I don't care about those feeling stuff. But I think from what I've found now of course, when you read it, you always listen to it with your own perspective and you have your own story in mind. Mm-hmm. So I found, okay, if I only do this for myself, it already helps a lot because I have already understood a lot about myself. So this is this self-reflection thing and understanding your own story and where you come from, why you do the things you do, or how you do them. But I think if you understand your partner, even if he doesn't know about it or doesn't want to read the book, it's still that in German we have the saying, wie du in den Wald hineinrufst, du schallst zurück. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
I don't know either.
Want to trade it literally.
No, but, don't do it. That usually doesn't do any good. But
but it's really like how you treat people.
Treat people like you want to be treated.
Yes, and even if you don't do it like I only give you a smile because I want a smile back, but you just smile because you're more happy in general, then your partner will react to it mm-hmm. in a way. He will, because this is communication. You always react to the other person. So I think it will change things as well, even if you just do it yourself. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And it's about having a conscious relationship. And this is very important in life coaching as well, being conscious about everything you do. There are so many books who always work with this concept of consciousness. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And about not being unconscious in everything you do. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Another book I'm also reading just now.
Mm-hmm. Maybe so that the listeners don't get confused. When you say you read a book, you usually listen to it, right? You
I
are
do.
An audio
I do.
Book.
Yes.
Enthusiast. So
I am.
Yeah. You've said before, well, I listen and then I read. And just wanted to make that clear that you are an audiobook fan.
Yes. But I try to pick not audiobooks for the listen part. Mm-hmm. because for me, listening to audiobooks is also reading.
Okay.
But I really enjoy it when the author herself reads the book, because mm-hmm. it's different than if a narrator reads the book. Mm-hmm. You hear different things, yeah. So the other book I'm listening to, actually I'm reading that because mm-hmm. It's not available as an audiobook. It's called Burnout. Mm-hmm. And it's also from somebody whose TED Talk I just discovered by chance, because I just watched the first one that came up on the as the newest on the list. And her TED Talk was about it was about sex in a relationship. Mm-hmm. I also like that book. The other one, but this one is about, it's called Burnout. And she, her name is Emily Nagoski, mm-hmm. and she's a scientist. She calls herself a sex educator. So it's, mm-hmm. it's about psychology and everything that she has a PhD. And she wrote this book about, she calls it, or she says, there are so many things we can do or we are told to do when we are stressed out, about like take a bubble bath, go for a walk, meditate, do yoga, do this self-care thing and so on. And I also recommend this all the time to my to my clients, to do those self-care things, but they work for a time, but then you're back in your stress cycle and it's really tough. And she, in this book, she says there are some people who are only, and they're not human beings, they're human givers. So they are trapped in this feeling that they always have to give, as a parent, maybe in their jobs, in their relationship. And they can't, and they just give everything that they have, but they burn out while doing that. So they have to do something differently than just take a bath or go for a walk. And she says, and this is also one of the TED Talks, not one of them, but another one, it talks about it, that you have to feel through your emotions. And so when you are stressed, normally you are caught in an emotion. You haven't completed the stress cycle, and you're not never taught to do that. And she is teaching in this book how to do it, mm-hmm. that you have to feel the emotion through. You have to complete it. You have to get it out of your body at some point. And you can. There are different ways to do that. And sometimes crying helps, sometimes laughing helps, sometimes dancing helps, or whatever. There are so many different ways to do it, but you just need to do something physically to complete the stress cycle. Mm-hmm. And this helps preventing this burnout and this always giving and still feeling like you're never enough. And for expat partners, it sometimes feels that way, that you are stuck, because you are, in a way, you don't have that much to do anymore like you used to when you had your job and your kids and you were at home, and now you have all this free time, but still you feel like you're super busy and you can never get everything done, and maybe the things that you are doing are not the things that you enjoy to do, and then you're stuck. and you don't have sometimes the infrastructure to talk it through with your friends or with your mother or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then you stay in this feeling, and many expat partners get even slide into a depression or start drinking or have very not so good habits, or they go shopping all the time. Mm-hmm. And this is harmful, but when you start to take care of yourself and complete those stress cycles and see the emotions that get you there, because maybe you are just you envy your partner that he can get to work and you have to stay at home with the kids, or you're lonely or so, then you can just really work it through with that. Mm-hmm. So I'm really curious where this book will go, but I think it's very nice. I read a few articles before about the book. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm really curious about that book too. Yeah. Even though I'm not an expat partner, at least not at the moment.
Yes, but I think it would help everybody. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. So one more, good. I think. Do you have one more?
One more.
Yeah. Or maybe you have even more than three.
I do have another one. It's called Money, a Love Story from Kate Northrup. And she also has a book. It's called Do Less, which is also nice. It goes in the same direction as the Burnout book. Not as scientific, maybe, but Money, a Love Story is really about you and your relationship with money, because I think it's also very important as expat partners. We sometimes give up everything. We just, our husbands are the ones who earn the big money or who are like in higher positions, and we are at home and feel like we are almost all the time spending the money and not earning any, or we don't know how to do it because we left our jobs behind. And this is sometimes we just shut it out, that money is an issue and it mm-hmm. never feels good. And so it's really important to develop your own relationship with money and make it a good story. And make it a love story. And Kate Northrup does it in a very interesting and nice way, and very feminine way, about women and money. And she also talks about her mother, and because she was involved in the whole story as well. So it's also an interesting story from that point of view. Mm-hmm. So I really enjoyed that book, and I try to find sometimes books about money, because for me it's an issue as well, or a topic that I'm working on, that I books written by women, because the money books from men are sometimes, they are so different because they have different emotions about money and they don't feel emotional at all about money. But for me, I need the more feminine side here. So mm-hmm.
that's so why I chose I. that one. Yeah, so do I. I know exactly what you are talking about. So yeah, that book is on my TBR list for sure.
Very good.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
Do you have anything else? Any other recommendations? I know you could go on and on, but
yes, yeah. I do an extra episode for my podcast. That's fine. But there's actually one that I thought of. So when we first talked about doing the podcast together mm-hmm. today, I was like, okay, I will present that one, and then I forgot about it. And when I talked about the humanity in this kiss, the human aspect mm-hmm. and meeting strangers, I remembered, and I really have to throw this in mm-hmm. because it's Humans of New York. Do you know it?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
so there's a book about it, but there's also, I don't know if he has a blog, but he has, I saw it on Facebook first, I think. So he's a photographer, and he, I don't know when, some years ago, 10 years ago.
Yeah, it started several years ago.
Yes. Yeah. And he went to New York. Where he lived in New York, and he went to strangers and took pictures of them mm-hmm. and then talked to them a little bit to learn about their story. So you see always those portraits of those people. And then you, of course, you judge, you have an opinion, and you think, okay, who's this person? Do I like her? Or is she weird? Or if I would see her on the street, how would it make me feel? And then you read the story and there's sometimes they are heartbreaking and they're so different from what you thought it would be. And they're so open and they're never names, but it's so human. And you see behind this first impression that you have. Yeah. You just can see behind it. And it's so, I just love it.
I have that book too. Yeah. I love it. I love it as well. Yeah. It's really. Yeah.
And it's just leafing through it and just seeing those, reading those little stories, and you love and you cry and you just smile, and it's, yeah.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
It's a really good coffee table book. You can put it on your coffee table and then browse through it and read a couple of stories and look at a couple of pictures and then put it away again. And a couple of days later or weeks, pick it up. So,
And you often find the stories that are a good fit for you in that moment and that teach you something, even though they're not preachy. It's not that they try to tell you something. It's just their story, but it often resonates with me in a way where I feel like, oh, I needed to hear that story today. So,
And this is what happens very often to me when it comes to podcasts. And and we still need to talk about, I still want to hear your podcast recommendations. But this is exactly what I've experienced, that the right podcast episode gets to my podcast library when I need it, or even when I browse through it. It might be a podcast episode that has been in there for weeks and months and I haven't listened to it, but then on that particular day something resonates and it's the right episode for me at that time. So I've experienced that too. So let's hear your recommendations for podcasts. Or you said no audiobooks. Let's see what you've got.
Okay, I got one audiobook, but it's not really an audiobook. It's from Audible though. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I read a book by Mel Robbins once, and then she has those this productions, I would call it, with together with Audible. They're Audible exclusive, and they're really like coaching sessions. And she, one of them is called A Kick Ass. And so this is how they are. She really is, she's a very different coach from how I coach. She is very tough and very confrontative. But it's so good. It's like people really change during those sessions, and you can really listen in on a coaching session. Mm-hmm. And she follows up and what's happened later, and she always has workbooks that go with those sessions, so you can if you have the same problem, for example, you avoid your feelings, or you are afraid of something, or you feel like you are not seen, then you can work through it yourself with those worksheets, which is really nice. You can always download them. And she always explains why that was so important, where the breakthrough point was. So maybe it's interesting for life coaches, especially, but it's even if you're not a life coach, you can learn a lot from it. And just because they're very emotional sometimes, and she always, if there are trigger points, she always warns and says, okay, if you're triggered by this, be careful. And so this is really nice. And I think there are two or three are already out there. One is Take Control of Your Life, and the new one is Work It Out. I think that's about job. I haven't listened to it yet, but they're only available as, they're not really books, they're on Audible, and they are, live coaching sessions. They wouldn't work as a book. So.
I don't know. No, they are not books, because I'm not a big audiobook fan. I usually fall asleep when I listen to an audiobook, but with these Mel Robbins recordings, I love those. So because they're real people and real stories, and it's like eavesdropping on a coaching session. It's really good.
Then I have another coaching podcast. It's called The Life Coach School from Brooke Castillo. And I think she has 300 episodes so far. And she is training coaches, but she has a very specific, the way she coaches, she has developed her own curriculum, her own way of coaching, mm-hmm. But everything makes a lot of sense to me. And it's a lot about taking action, how you create your own feelings in your own head. For example, this concept of that first there's a thought, then the thought triggers an emotion, and the emotion steers the action, and that gets the results. This was so helpful for me. I think I heard it there for the first time. That feeling like, okay, you can change your emotions sometimes, but you can't change your thoughts. And then when you change your thoughts, the emotion changes as well. And you tell yourself a different story. So especially the first ones are really good. Maybe the first 20 or 30, where it's really about how to take action, how to deal with negative thoughts and loneliness. She started out as a weight loss coach, mm-hmm. But really it was more about the what's going on in your mind if you're overeating or overdrinking. So that was her starting point. But then she started to be a whole life, like a life coach for everything. Mm-hmm. And it's really interesting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's a very good coach. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I learned a lot. Mm-hmm. And my last recommendation is the Books and Travel Podcast. Books and Travel Podcast. Mm-hmm. And it's from my favorite podcaster. Her name is Joanna Penn. I met her a few weeks ago at the Frankfurt Book Fair for the first mm-hmm. time. But I've been listening to her for quite some time. She's been podcasting for 10 years, but her normal, regular podcast she's been doing for 10 years, it's called The Creative Pen. It's about writing, self-publishing, and marketing your books. And she started the Books and Travel Podcast half a year ago, maybe, mm-hmm. because she loves to travel. So she's a fiction author and a nonfiction author. She runs her own business as an author, but she loves to travel. She's actually a TCK, an adult TCK. She went to school in Malawi, and she's British. Mm-hmm. And in one of the episodes,
interesting. Yeah.
Yes, and so a TCK is a third culture kid. Just in case the reader, the listeners don't know, those are kids who lived abroad as a kid. And if you're an adult, you are and you lived abroad as a kid, you normally you need a lot more freedom. You you're very good with change. You have a sometimes hard time staying in a job or in a place or in a relationship. And it's a very different, it does something to your character and who you are and how you see the world and experience the world. And she found out in one of those episodes that she is a TCK, and she just interviews people who live abroad or who write books about different places, about Hawaii, and or she speaks about her own travels and what she likes to see. And she goes did an interview about the underground in, I think, in Paris or even in Berlin. And it's very, very interesting. She mm-hmm. just finds different places in the world to see it differently, and just to how to incorporate travel and books into your life, and finds very, very interesting people who see the world differently.
I have to listen to that podcast as well. That sounds really interesting.
So that's it.
Well, I need to add your podcast to that list of what you should listen as an expat partner. You've already mentioned it's the Expat Partner podcast, and a lot of the topics that you mentioned on today's show are also covered in some in your episodes. There's a really good one on financial aspects. Mm-hmm. I remember that. And passion project. I remember that.
Yes, and about grief and how to start your online business if you want to.
Third culture kids.
Yes. That was a very important episode for me. Mm-hmm. I learned a lot about my son.
So I will definitely add that to the show notes and to the list as well, because it's a really good podcast, very helpful and not only interesting and relevant for expat partners, but also for people who don't live abroad. So yeah, here we are at the end of an episode. Is there anything else you want to mention?
Actually, I would like to add even one more of my podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please. Yeah.
I talked about Eigenstimmig, but that's, as I said, you can listen to that. It's in German. And we have another one in German. It's together with Michaela Lang from Denkzeuge. And I think it's also very, very interesting because Denkzeuge is the call it platform or method that also you are working with, Tina. Mm-hmm. And in coaching, and there's what this it's called inner motive analysis, where you go through all the things that drive you, like that you like, that you enjoy in life, and that keeps you going. Mm-hmm. And we go through all of them in the one podcast, and now we're doing another one, and this will be out soon, so I'm just mentioning it here. Mm-hmm. Because we are covering the top 10 topics why people get coaching or come to coaching. Mm-hmm. And it's about stress management, it's about setting goals, finances, leading teams, partnership and communication, and so on. So it's very, very interesting and very insightful. Because I can say that because Michaela is talking most of the time, I'm just asking questions. So mm-hmm. I can say that's very insightful. Mm-hmm. And I can really recommend it if you want to get to know yourself even further and go deeper. And you can do many of those assessments online and also different ones. But I really enjoy working with this system. And so the Denkzeuge podcast, they're also really nice.
Mm-hmm. Now I have maybe one last question for you, and I don't know if you can answer that, but we talked a lot about self-reflection and trying to understand yourself better. Do you think that this is a character trait that expat partners need, or is that something that you can learn or that you might discover about yourself once you go abroad?
I think it's good if you have it, or if you develop it. I think you surely can develop it. You just need to be open to it and want to do it. Of course, you can go through such an expat experience and not reflect on yourself, your partnership, or your life, or whatever. Of course, you can do that. It's like most people go through life. But if you start being on that journey and starting to reflect yourself, in the beginning, it gets harder. And then later on, life gets so much easier because you know why this happened to you and why you reacted this way and how you can maybe do it differently next time. So I think it's good if you have it and if you develop it, and it's not necessary, but I think life is so much better if you do it, because if you don't, then it's more like it's always on the baseline. Mm-hmm. Try to avoid the negative emotions that come with self-reflection and reflecting your life, you also cut out the good ones. Mm-hmm. And if you really allow yourself to feel those negative feelings and to work through them, complete the stress cycle, then you can also feel the good ones mm-hmm. in the end. And so life is so much better mm-hmm. if you can do that, because in the end, I think you are happier and you more rest in yourself. Mm-hmm. And I enjoy this a lot. So, and I, all the people that I work with who got there and who started reflecting their life, they are happier in the mm-hmm. end. Yes. So I think it's good if you have it. If you don't, it's, I think you don't miss it if you don't know what you're missing.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for being here today, Julia.
Thanks for having me.
I want you guys to use my recommendations as starting points for your own list of favorite shows, podcasts, books, and more. If you decide to share your discoveries and takeaways from this episode on social media, please tag me personally or use the hashtag WTWRL. I'm mostly on Instagram these days at Tina_Busch, and you can find me on LinkedIn too. I am Tina Busch, and you just listened to the What to Watch, Read and Listen podcast. You can find the show notes and older episodes at tinabusch.com/podcast. And you can follow me on Instagram and LinkedIn at Tina Busch. Thanks for listening. Now go and rock the world. I'll see you next time. Bye.